Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Off the screen, Schroeder gets Pajemski. 10 on the shot clock. Likes the matchup, takes him on a drive, stops and pops a bank shot and kissed it in.
Boy, this guy's been special.
Really good tonight.
Special.
That's as good as we've seen him play ever. He's got 25, 27 points out. ...128-120 Brooklyn. Warriors led by 17 in San Antonio. Lost that game by 10. They led by 18 with 7:13 left in the third tonight. Outscored 60-34 the rest of the way. Brooklyn 128, Golden State 120. First losing streak of the season. And albeit a two-game losing streak. They get back into action on Wednesday against Oklahoma City. The hard part of the schedule is now is coming now. As the Warriors will take on Oklahoma City on the road at Phoenix, at Denver, back home for Houston, two for Minnesota, back on the road at Memphis, at Minnesota. So some things have to be figured out before the Warriors can survive this upcoming stretch. And, you know, the Warriors did a lot of things to kind of help the game go this way, but you have to take your hat off to the Nets. They were so good, played so hard. The defense was spectacular. Schroeder was really good as we've ever seen him play. 31.7 assists, 5 rebounds. Jalen Wilson, 18 points and 6 rebounds. And the Nets in the last two nights have found out a little bit more about their ball club. And I'm pretty sure they like their club a lot more tonight than maybe they did, you know, at breakfast yesterday morning. These two wins were impressive.
Yeah, 7 guys with multiple three-pointers made. They shared the ball, and they only had 21 assists, but you could tell, get the ball, drive it, kick it out, kick it out, kick it out, kick it out, boom, wide open three. I was just really impressed with their fight. Their fight in the paint, their fight on the glass, their fight trying to affect shots that were going to the paint, even though they were the smaller team. Like, they were just scrappy as heck, and I said it during the fourth quarter, you also have to factor in, this is a back-to-back, and they played without Cam Thomas and Cam Johnson basically for the entire second half. In fact, I don't think Cam Johnson did play in the second half. I think Cam Thomas maybe played a couple minutes in the second half, but that was just impressive. I mean, they just fought their butts off, and again, it's one of those games where, and I've played in many of them, where it's a fun game, and that's the way we used to play, and sometimes we could feel teams getting kind of sucked into that style of play because it's fun. You're up and down. It's not super physical, and you're getting shots, and you just you kind of get what you want. And even though we were down a little bit, we kind of figured, okay, eventually they're going to start missing shots, and we're going to keep making them because that's what we do. You can kind of feel that with the Nets. Like, hey, let's just keep pushing and let's keep going. And we're down 18, but the way the flow of the game's going, it never felt like that big a lead to me. And then they, you know, hit a three, hit a two, go to the free throw line, Warriors turn it over, you know, miss a shot, then miss another shot, get the ball to the rim, miss a chippy, and all of a sudden you look up, it's like 9. And then it could just 8, 6, Warriors hit a two, back up to 8, then they'd hit a 3, it'd go down to 5. And then it's just one of those games you could almost see that one coming. And then factor in the Warriors, like I said, for some reason hate big leads this year. I don't know what they have against big leads, but big leads seem to dissipate. In fact, the last two games, they got outscored by 27 in San Antonio with approximately 13 minutes left in the game. They got outscored by, that was 27. Tonight was 28 points in about 19 minutes of game time. So, you know, at that point, I'm not saying you got to go from 18 to 28, but it can't go from 18 to 6 immediately. It's got to go like 18 to 12, and you put on another little run, and you go back up to 16, kind of stabilize the game. Like, once that thing starts slipping, they're having trouble stabilizing the game. It seems to like go one way and then it really goes the other way very quickly. So yeah, this was a rough one. I mean, it did say something about the Warriors and stuff they need to address, but I was just really impressed really, really impressed with the Nets and the way they fought tonight.
Yeah, they've got a nice little thing going on. You know, they're 8-10, but in the East, that puts them like 2.5 back of the 4 seed.
Yep. Yeah. No, so, no doubt.
So they, you know, I think they're going to say, hey, when we get healthy, we're going to be right there with everybody else. And so it's good for them. I think it's great for their young players. And we say this all the time. It sounds like a cliche, and it probably is, but it's absolutely true that there are so many good players in this league. And a lot of them, all they need is playing time to show you what they can do. And tonight, these guys got some playing time for Brooklyn, and they showed us. Jalen Wilson was impressive. You know, I thought that, you know, Zaire Williams,
yep.
He had a double-double, 19 points and 10 rebounds. Cam Thomas didn't come back. We know who he is. He's a scorer. He had 23 points in 23 minutes. But they really, each one of those guys, even Keon Johnson and Watford,
yep.
they did some good things on the defensive end. So.
No, they battled their butts off. You know, Watford was hit a couple threes. Johnson hit a couple threes. I mean, he's only 2 for 7, but he's still playing his butt off out there. And, again, they were shorthanded coming into the game, and then even more shorthanded off a back-to-back in the second half. And look, for them, you heard Jordy Fernandez say it during the course of the game, that like they're building a blueprint. They're building the foundation of what they want this team to look like. So, you know, if you can do that, getting to the playoffs is a huge deal. We all know this is not even close to a championship contender, but that's okay. Not everybody has to be. Everybody has different goals. And if they were to get to the playoffs and just experience that and have some of that success, and Jordy Fernandez gets that confirmation and these guys buy in that, hey, this is working. Like, this is the way. Build on that, get a little bit better the following year, and then maybe, you know, in year three, then you're trying to compete for, like, home court in the first round, and then maybe do something depending on what you do during the offseason and stuff. But for them, like, right now, it's like, hey, this is huge for them. This is equity in the bank. Like, they're going to believe now, oh, we're tired. It's the back end of a back-to-back. Yeah, but remember that game we were down 18 in Golden State, and we came back and won that game because we all stuck together and we all believed in what we do, and we just fought through it and battled and scrapped. Like, those kind of things mean something to a team who is trying to start a culture. This is a big game for them because that was a really nice win for them last night, but then to get a back-to-back like this, it's huge for them because now you don't think you can do it. You know you can do it, and you know what it takes to do it. And those are important steps to take.
They hit 39 threes over 2 days.
Yeah. I mean, they like Northern California.
Night. Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
They want to transfer to the West. They're 5-1 against Western teams so far.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Warriors had 19 threes, and that means $9,500 will be donated to benefit local organizations, underserved youth, part of the Hoops for Kids program, brought to you by Salesforce. Go to Warriors.com for more info on that. So, Oklahoma City come to town. You got to not only correct some of the things you're not doing well, but also you do a lot of things better to beat that team.
Well, the perfect tonic to sober you up.
Yeah.
Like, that's the team you better be buttoned up against. And I know they don't have the big fella Holmgren, but they just got the other big fellow back in Hartenstein. So he's back, and he's not going to make it any easier. He obviously presents much different challenges than Holmgren. He's not the versatile player that Holmgren is, but he's a big guy, sets screens, hits the glass, great lob threat, and fits into that team very, very well. So, again, it's Oklahoma City. They're going to be really, really tough. And that's a game where, again, you're just going to have to be buttoned up. And it's the NBA, so you forget about this one. You learn from it. You watch the film. And then you try to say, okay, let's not let that happen again. We let it happen in back-to-back games for different reasons, I'll say. But it still did happen. So, look, you're in the Western Conference. You're going to play a conference game. It's going to be a tough one. Even Portland's pushing teams occasionally now. So you don't walk into and say, hey, we're playing a Western Conference team. We should have one tonight. Those games don't exist, barring any injuries that happen to a team. So, and now you're playing the top of the heap along with you in the Western Conference. So I'm really looking forward to it. I love their style. I love the way they play. When they play the Warriors, those are always must-see games and much must listen to game if I've learned anything from you.
Yes.
So yes, you can.
It's our business.
Exactly.
It's what pays the bills.
Yeah, I can't. I can't wait. Like I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
We get to watch it, then we translate that watch.
That's
to
yeah. That's it. Well, you do it. Yes. I mean, if I did it, we'd be a mess. People poo-poo don't know where the hell we are. They think we're playing on the moon.
Well, you know, that you could. I still think you should call the league and get you on that animated Christmas game. I think you'd be good on that one.
Oh, brother, who would I be? Elmer Fudd?
An animated rock.
He doesn't know. Oh, gosh. I was thinking I got the Yosemite Sam beard or that mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
You do?
Yeah.
Rootin' tootin'.
Yeah.
one of those.
Wow. I haven't thought about him, Yosemite Sam.
Or I could be like,
Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah, I can go. Every time somebody shoots, I go, well, I say.
Son, I say, son.
I say, you can't take it all the way in there, son. Oh, goodness gracious. We've gone Looney Tunes.
We've gone Looney Tunes.
Yes, we have.
It's time to go.
It's time.
I'll see you Wednesday.
See you on Wednesday. It's Tom Tolbert. I'm Tim Roy.